I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We remember Alexander Solzhenitsyn today. The Russian writer died yesterday in Moscow. He was 89 years old. Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago laid bare the brutality of Stalinist repression in the old Soviet Union. It also led to his deportation by Soviet authorities. Solzhenitsyn returned to Russia in 1994, well after the Soviet collapse, and it was then that he made this comment. He said, "I know I'm coming back to a worn-out, discouraged, shell-shocked, unrecognizably changed Russia, which is wandering about in search of itself." Well, you could say that the search continues, at least when it comes to Russia's justice system. The World's Alex Galifant explains.
In the Gulag Archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn opened the world's eyes to a system of cruelty and wretchedness.
The situation described by Solzhenitsyn has been quite unique. Prisoners are being treated like slaves.
That's Tanya Lokshina with Human Rights Watch in Moscow. She recognizes that Russia is no longer the place Solzhenitsyn described.
However, this does not mean that human rights in Russia are in a good shape.
You couldn't describe prisons in today's Russia as gulags. They stand in every region of the country, not hidden far away in the deepest reaches of, say, Siberia. But Lokshina says the system is still flawed, particularly when it comes to the actions of poorly trained prison guards.
They mistreat the prisoners and abuse their rights. Now, that actually provokes prison riots, which have become relatively frequent. And those prison riots are violently suppressed by special task police forces, and prisoners get beaten very severely and they actually suffer very serious traumas.
And the abuses don't begin and end in Russian prisons. They run right through the justice system, according to Brian Taylor at Syracuse University. He specializes in Russian law enforcement. Taylor says that flaws are evident at every stage, from initial police contact right through to the appeals process. One example, police performance reviews are tied to tallies of cases cleared, leading to false arrests.
And then the trial system, the court system in general, is very heavily weighted in favor of the prosecution. And the judge often ends up looking to the prosecutor for direction, because that's the way the system worked in the old Soviet period.
Both Taylor and Lokshina say the judicial system is better than it was in that old Soviet period. Living conditions in prisons are much improved, for instance, with more space, better food, and a reduction in overcrowding.
But brutal treatment of prisoners has actually worsened in the last, say, 4 years.
And that kind of thing doesn't provoke much response from regular Russians, says Tanya Lokshina.
It seems that after many changes over the past 20 years, the population is rather satisfied with the relative economic well-being, and people want to stay away from such contentious issues.
Still, there are hints of reform in the air, despite a series of prosecutions over the last few years that critics argue were political in nature. The Russian parliament recently adopted a law allowing civilian oversight of the prison system, and Brian Taylor says Russia's new president, Dmitry Medvedev, has made legal reform a central talking point.
But all of this is largely, so far, at the rhetorical level and almost entirely top-down. They have not made concerted efforts to embrace a larger group of civil society organizations or the population at large in any attempt to reform the judicial system.
In the end, there's a simple reason why Russia ought to enact such reform, says Tanya Lokshina.
Because while the Soviet Union was a totalitarian state, Russia actually claims to be a democracy.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.